Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your ass.
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, sir.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, Health and Wellness Wednesday, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Michael Bailey, joining me for this first segment, as he does from time to time, and I appreciate Michael joining us. So, how are you today?
I'm good. I'm glad to be here, John. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
21%. Yesterday's question of the day, 21% of millennials say they weren't prepared for this adult task. The answer was meal prep. Charlie, we were way off. We never would have got that one. Today's impossible question, nearly 1 out of 10 weddings this year will feature this. What is this, Michael?
A donut bar.
Not bad. They don't do wedding cakes much like they used to. It's becoming, you know, kind of a smaller and smaller thing.
It really depends. I mean, yeah, I've kind of gotten out of DJing over the last couple of years, but there were some interesting trends where they'd have they had a candy bar. Yeah. They'd have this. There's a trend you had tiered cupcakes and stuff. So I hear donut bar.
Donut bar. Okay, there you go.
A new one.
All right, we got a great show in store for you today, by the way. So stay tuned. We'll do an interview with The folks from Milkmaid. It's a product, a machine, I should say, that makes all sorts of milk out of non-dairy products. We'll talk about that. Richard Battle and Drew Allen will be in the second hour, and the Michelle Snyder and Mark Mix both in the third hour as well. So,
nice.
Michael,
yes.
You are the estate planner.
I am.
And today we learn Bernie Madoff died.
That's true.
So, every time you're on, somebody's leaving this planet.
Well, you know, people die. It's the only way that life ends. There's no other options. So, you know,
one of those things, right?
Yeah,
death and taxes. Yeah. You're gonna have both, right?
Right.
Unfortunately, you have both. Now, I say it all the time, and I really do mean this, and I don't say it just because I'm trying to, you know, Michael, force people to do things that they wouldn't otherwise do. But in this case, I guess really I am. I understand. I think because of how, you know, close I've been to certain things where people have died, they didn't have things ready to go, stuff happens, and it's a mess afterwards. And I'm trying to get people to not have that mess.
Right. I'm in the same boat. I don't want to have a mess. We'd like to have it clean and, you know, have it taken care of.
So what do you think is the biggest hesitancy of people calling you and getting this done, which we've talked many times, it doesn't take a lot of money, it doesn't take a lot of time. What do you think the hesitancy is?
It's not an immediate need.
But it is.
Yes, but are you planning on dying anytime soon, John?
Well, but I don't know.
You don't know, right.
That's the issue. But, I don't know.
Right, but are you thinking that you're going to die in the next couple
not.
Of weeks, couple
we all
months?
Think we all think we're going to live forever.
Uh-huh. And right? So if you're going to live forever, there's always time to do it. Right? There's always going to be more time. There's always going to be something.
There's always tomorrow, right?
There's always tomorrow. And tomorrow is always a day away. We learned that from the great philosopher Little Orphan Annie.
Problem is, that day does come.
Right. So I think a lot of people, there's not an immediacy to it.
No urgency.
No urgency. You know, if you're going to spend money, if you're going to spend your money and you can go get a box of cookies or you can get your estate plan done, box of cookies is a lot more attractive. It really is. So you get to be a responsible adult and do your estate planning. You can still have cookies. It's okay. Mm-hmm. You know, I happen to have gotten a box of cookies today. That's why.
The problem is that I see, and while everything you just said is correct, I'm not arguing that.
Sure.
The problem, though, is if you're really, you know, we hear right now, well, if you love others, you'll get vaccinated. If you love others, you'll wear a mask. If you love others, you'll do this, that, and the other. Well, I will also say that if you really love those you're trying to leave, or not trying to leave, those you leave behind, if you really do love them, you'll call you.
Right. I mean, so I look at it, I'm like, look, just get it done. And then it's there. Right. If you need to change it in the future, change it in the future. It's right. Okay. It doesn't have to be, you know, people are like, oh, well, I need to do this. And what about this?
It's not
and
set in stone. What you if this can't change it.
They're like, well, what if this changes? How will you address this? And I'm like, you can't account for every single thing that might happen in the future.
Well, and your life will change.
Sure.
Things will come along that you will make changes for.
Well, and I really hope that I write, you know, if I write a will for somebody who just had their first baby and they're in their early 20s, and then by the time they're in their 50s, they're multi-millionaires, that's great. Awesome. We got to do something different.
Good for them.
You know, and good for you. You know, I hope that happens to all my clients. You know, I'd love for all of my clients to start as having a few thousand dollars and end up having billions. But, you know, that doesn't happen for everybody.
Right.
But you set something up. You've got it in place. Then when a crisis hits, you're good. You're covered. And, you know, if you do die, then you've got that in place. And, you know, you can deal with the rest of it. Yeah, you can deal. You can change it. You can amend it. You can tweak it so that it works for you as you go.
Is part of the fear, too, you think, like, almost the, you know, accountant where, you know, you're going and you're laying all the stuff out and you just hate looking at what the results are and it's kind of a hassle, but it's something you have to do. Is it sort of a similar situation?
I'm sure it's something like that. I mean, I prepared a tax return for somebody this morning. They're like, well, why is it more than last year? I'm like, you know, I don't have last year's in front of me.
You don't know.
I'm 10 minutes late for my next appointment, which was fine because they knew that I might be a little bit late. It's okay. But yeah, there's just, you know, people, and sometimes, I don't know, I think sometimes there's a little bit of that finality too. They're like, well, if I don't make a will, then I can't die.
Right.
Because, you know, and I'm like, that's.
If only that were true.
If it were true, then I could be the keeper of immortality.
Yes. If only that were true,
but
folks.
But it's not. So no.
My point is, call Michael. It really isn't that big of a deal. It doesn't take a lot of time. I've done it, and I will be doing it again here, updating things. It's just what we do from time to time. It's what you will do from time to time. It's the way it goes. How do I get a hold of you, Michael?
Phone number is 720-394-6887. And again, that's 720-394-6887. Or you can find me on the web at michaelbaileylawllc.com.
And last, how much time should they plan on spending with you even in the first call?
The first call to make an appointment, 5-10 minutes.
Okay.
First appointment, somewhere between half an hour and an hour.
Okay.
And then as much time as they want to take to read through it and review it, and then half an hour to an hour to sign it.
Really not talking about a lot of time, folks.
Nope.
Get it done today. Call Michael. All right, before we go to our next break and we get our next guest going, commercial ketchup packets. I guess what I should call them. So the individual little packets, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're in, like, short supply.
Are they?
Those things are like gold right now. They're going on eBay for, like, 5 packets for $20. I'm not exaggerating.
Wow. I got 2 packets at the store the other day when I got a
better
hot dog.
Better hang on to them.
I used them to put on the hot dog.
Oh. Well, you better hang on to them.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're going up in value.
I did not know that.
Ketchup packets are in short supply. Michael, as always, enjoy having you. Really appreciate it. We'll come right back, though, folks. Don't go anywhere. Novus Auto Glass is up next. And much like Michael, by the way, make sure that, you know, you can see clearly. You can see your future clearly, I should say. And you do that by calling Novus Auto Glass. And I know that sounds a little corny, but it's not. They're looking out for your best interest, just like Michael is. And they want to make sure things are dialed in for you. And it's easy. They'll work with all the insurance companies that are out there. And if you're a cash customer, they work with you as well. Go to rushtoreason.com/Novus. Go right to the website. You'll see the Novus link on top. Click on it. And it's spelled N-O-V-U-S.
As the inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass saves you money by repairing chips and cracks whenever possible. With their patented glass repair technology, Novus can tackle tougher cracks than the competition. In some cases, they can repair cracks up to a foot long, but you have a much better chance at a repair by acting fast. Something as simple as going through a car wash could make your little chip or crack irreparable. For KLZ listeners only, Novus will send you a packet of protective windshield stickers for free. little pieces of specially designed tape to cover any chips or cracks as soon as they appear, like a bandage for your glass. Request your free windshield patches now at klzradio.com/glass. No matter what sort of damage you're dealing with, there's never any risk with a Novus repair. Should your windshield repair fail, they will credit the cost toward a replacement. klzradio.com/glass.
Barber's Foods, folks, Greg Bloom and the folks there, they want to really provide you with the best meat you'll ever eat. And it is. It's the best stuff I've ever eaten. And there's times even I'll go to a restaurant and I'll think, I can do better at home. And in a lot of cases, I can. Doesn't matter whether you're talking beef, bison, pork, poultry, you name it, they've got it. And if there's a cut of meat that you really want for something special you're doing, call them. They can arrange for that as well, even if it's not on the website. But the website is barbersfoods.com. Order direct. They'll bring it right to you. Barbersfoods.com.
For those select few who still care about how the animals were raised and cared for, BarbersFoods.com is perhaps the last place in Colorado you can go to buy air-chilled chicken, locally raised beef and bison, premium Duroc pork, and wild-caught salmon that are all sourced from families that they know personally. Let's face it, some things in life are gone and never likely to ever come back. Like houses in Denver that cost less than $100,000, or knowing your neighbor well enough to borrow a cup of sugar. But thanks to Barber's Foods, you can still know where your food comes from. Go to barbersfoods.com and click on April Specials at the top of the page to find ground beef and air-chilled chicken breast on sale. And for Mother's Day on May 9th, they have Mom's Favorite Beef Filet Tenderloins on sale. Some things are long gone, but you can still buy your meats from a local Colorado-owned family business. Barbersfoods.com, connecting you to your food since 1949.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us on our health and wellness edition as we do every Wednesday. Megan Lynn joining us now from Milkmaid. Megan, welcome. How are you?
How are you, Don? I'm well, thank you.
We're doing very well, and I've been excited about doing this interview here for a few weeks because I actually got to try out the product we're going to be talking about, which I don't get that option very often, to be honest with you, Megan. So this is a rarity. I actually get to try out the product we're going to talk about. And I will tell you that just right off, I'll tell everybody listening, first of all, this is a product where you can make milk, non-dairy milk, out of lots of different things. We'll get into that. But I want to start off, Megan, by telling you, number one, this is by far one of the highest quality kitchen appliances that I think is now in my kitchen. It's very nicely made, by the way.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And I'm so glad to hear you love it.
I do.
I'm also a huge fan of the product. It's
all right, so I can almost do this by myself, but I want you to, you know, chime in and talk about the, because it's really great. So I guess first question I've always got is, why? What made you guys think of this and come up with this idea? And what made you discover and want to get into even doing this particular product? Because you make other appliances as well. Why this product?
Yeah, so, a little bit on our brand. ChefWave does offer a whole array of small kitchen appliances. Our goal is to make great tasting food without sacrificing time or quality. So we want you to spend less time in the kitchen and more time with the people you love, because we know every moment counts.
Right.
And when I came on board, I've actually been I am a vegan, so I have a vegan diet, and I've been like this for many, many years, and it's been really difficult and kind of tight. Like for me, it's a lot of, you know, trouble. You have to, you can only get it at the grocery store, but, you know, it adds up. And, you know, making it at home has been such a hassle.
Right.
That's why, that's the whole concept of it, of the Milkmaid. And basically, how it works is you just drop a handful of nuts in the machine, literally eight. You can make a 20-ounce batch of milk with only eight almonds or cashews, whatever you like.
Right.
And basically, there's no prep work. You don't need to pre-soak the nuts, and you don't even need a nut bag. That's one of those nut milk bags, and you don't have to clean up after yourself.
No,
so,
and yeah, for everybody listening, the cleanup part of it, the machine literally does. I mean, there's a little, you know, I'm pretty anal, so there's a little bit of cleanup you do at the end, but really, Megan, not very much. This thing is literally self-cleaning. And I will say, because I learned this from experience last night, follow the instructions. And to Megan's point a moment ago, it doesn't take as many nuts as you think. Some of those guys are thinking, oh, well, I'll just throw a few extra in. No, don't be tempted, or, you know, don't fall into the temptation of adding more nuts than you need to.
I know it sounds impossible, and I get that, but really you don't need more than just literally a tablespoon. That's all you
don't
need.
You are right, and I learned that lesson last night. I mean, there's no adversity to it. I just learned that's not helping you get the milk that you want. When it's all said and done, you don't need it. And I also will say this, everybody listening, there's some recipes in the little cookbook thing that's with it, and I did one of those. I did regular, just plain almond milk, because I love almonds, so I did plain almond milk to start with, and it was delicious, not complaining. But I then did the vanilla maple syrup almond milk. Oh, man. That stuff all by itself, even warm, Megan, you could have drank it as like a late night snack, if you would. Just that alone, nothing else. It's delicious.
I know. And I personally like to add a little bit of cacao powder, and it's like hot chocolate.
I'm here to tell you. I don't want to say I was skeptical, but I'm thinking to myself, okay, I got the machine, I unpack it, I look, and I'm like, okay, wait a minute, time out. First of all, how does this whole process work? How am I actually going to get almond milk out of just throwing a few almonds in the top of this thing and letting them swirl around? Because that's really what it's doing, grinding them up and so on. But I'm actually, as you can tell, I was just thoroughly amazed, Megan, when it was all said and done. I learned how to use it properly. It took me a couple of times to kind of figure it out and use it correctly. But once I did, oh, my word. Yeah, this will be a permanent fixture. And anybody out there listening, I would recommend highly buying it. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether you're somebody that's got any kind of a dietary need or anything like that. It's just a cool machine to have, and you can make a lot of things with it, period, no matter what your goal is.
Yeah, like the whole concept behind it is that it's really a great, and it's at a great price point. So it's not a huge investment you have to make, but, you know, you have options out there. And, you know, you can always try it, and it really is, I think it's a game changer, to be honest. I know I'm biased, but...
no, I am too. Now, well, now that I have it, I'm biased too, because the thing is one of a kind. I mean, and I will also say this for everybody listening, and Megan, I'll just say this straight up. If the rest of your products at Chef Wave are as good as this Milkmaid product, everything you have is top-notch. I'll just say that.
Oh, thank you. It is. Actually, we have a very stringent guideline in terms of how we produce things and how we check our quality. So we only bring out products that we stand behind our brand. You know, we stand behind everything we bring out, basically. And, you know, if I did want to say, like, Milkmaid is one of our really our new launch for this year, and it has been doing extremely well, and people are just, I'm so glad that people, you know, we're finding a common voice, and everybody just seems to really love it.
Oh, I do. I tell you, I will use it from now on. And again, to your point, you don't have to just do almond milk. So folks, any type of nut that you like, including, you can even make your own soy milk out of it if you'd like. So really, it's a huge array of things that you can put in the machine. It comes with its own little cookbook. You can really come up with your own concoctions if you would. I'm assuming, Megan, you could do whatever kind of flavor you decide you want to do, you can throw it in there and do.
Yes, of course. We actually do have 6 preset milk making programs on there.
Right.
So that would be almond, soy, cashew, oat, macadamia, and coconut. But you can use those same programs and make a whole host of other non-dairy milk options, like with rice, hemp. The options are pretty much endless. You can really, really.
Yeah, I'd be one to say just buy the machine, play around with it, decide what you like, and it was really. I mean, I don't know how else to say it other than it's just one of the coolest machines that I think I've used, Megan, and I'm not saying that just because you guys are on with me right now. I'm a very honest reviewer. If I didn't like it, I'd tell you right now straight up what I don't like or what I don't care for. There's really nothing in the machine that doesn't work the way it's said it's supposed to, and it's a fabulous built machine.
Oh, thank you. And you know, it doesn't take that long too. It just literally, it's 15 minutes.
Right.
So
Yeah, I'm glad you said that, Megan. So everybody listening, from the beginning to the end. So pull the machine out, put your water in, do what you want to do with whatever type of nut, whether you're going to make 10 ounces, 20 ounces, those are the two options on how much milk you can make. And literally, she's correct, from the beginning to the end, you won't be dinking with this more than about 15 minutes. And if you want to make 20 ounces and then just stick it in the fridge and have it for your coffee or whatever you're going to do the next day, it's all there ready to go, Megan.
Yep, and it has all. We also offer, there's a delay start program, so you can program it, put in your ingredients the night before, set it to, like, I don't know, 6 a.m., 7 a.m., whenever you want. And when you come down for your breakfast, whatever, it could be done. And it, obviously it would be hot, but if you would like, if you want it cold milk, you can just pop the glass pitcher straight into the fridge, and it, you can keep it fresh in the fridge for up to 4 days. And yeah, it's just so convenient and so easy to integrate into your life.
It is. And for those of you listening, and we do this again, Health and Wellness Wednesday, my producer Ann just texted in too that she saw a video here recently where in certain cases dairy can cause some epidematrosis, make sure I'm saying that right, and infertility issues in some women. She's going to post that video up, by the way, everybody, later onto our Facebook page. So, Megan, there's a lot of folks out there because of whatever various health reason or even just how they feel like they need to be living their own life, have either, you know, they've either got a sensitivity to dairy or they want to be, do something completely different with dairy. And I get that. You know what? We do this on Wednesdays on purpose because there's lots of different things that affect people in different ways. This is just a, how should I say, an option for those folks that are sensitive to dairy and or you just want to try some different things and have some fun. You know, I have no sensitivity to dairy, but I had a great time doing this and I'll continue to use it in all sorts of ways, Megan, even though I'm not sensitive to dairy. I mean, I can drink milk all day long. It's not a big deal. But this just brings a whole nother avenue even into my life that I'll just have fun with now.
Yeah, I really do think you can have so much fun with this machine. You know, there's, you can get very, very creative and, you know, you can even mix. Like, you know, sometimes I like almond cashew milk or, you know, I feel like having soy oat milk, you know? So it really it's a lot of fun.
It really is. Okay, for everybody listening, we've got a special for you today as well. You get a 20% off right now. The code is RUSH20, so RUSH20. That's the code. That's the coupon code. Where do they go to put that in, Megan?
They'll be able to put it in our website, mychefwave.com.
Perfect.
Or on Amazon. So I'm sure those are, Amazon is like one of the most popular platforms that people shop at, of course. But, you know, you can see all of our products at mychefwave.com. It's also available on Amazon, Walmart, and Overstock.
Okay. So for all of you listening, mychefwave.com, Amazon, lifestylebyfocus.com, Walmart, and by the way, there's other outlets as well. You can just type in Milkmaid, by the way, and you'll find lots of different outlets for it. But if you want to get that 20% off, it's RUSH20. Go to mychefwave.com or, as she said, amazon.com as well. And again, Megan, the products that you guys have listed, I went and checked everything out prior to this, and you guys have a ton of lifestyle, I would call them lifestyle kitchen products that really, to your point, help make things easier in the kitchen. And I, as time goes by, would love to check out more of those things as well because I'm looking at those thinking, oh, there's a great machine. Oh, there's another great machine. And as I said earlier, if they're made and built the same way that the Milkmaid product is, top notch.
Oh, thank you. Please visit our website, mychefwave.com, and you can follow us on Instagram at ChefWave Kitchen and on Facebook at mychefwave.
All right, and for those of you listening, if any of you get the get the machine, have any questions, again, I've used it myself. It's very easy, very simple. I would say buy it, enjoy, have fun. It's priced correctly, and you can not only enjoy what you're doing in the kitchen, but save a lot of time and money as well. Megan, I appreciate it very much. This has been fabulous, and I will be using Milkmaid from this point forward.
Thank you so much for your time, John.
Thank you very much, Megan. I do appreciate it very much. And folks, I mean that sincerely. It's not often that I run across a product where I immediately pull it out of the box. You guys all know me. Even Charlie knows. I'm a pretty particular guy and have been around the automotive world long enough to know when something's made very well and when it's not. I mean, I can tell you even on a coffee maker, yeah, this thing's a piece of junk, or no, this thing's made really, really well. In this particular case, this thing is made extremely well. It's very easy to use, very easy cleanup. I'd recommend it to anybody. And by the way, you don't have to be somebody that's sensitive to milk to use it. You can have a lot of fun with this. I'm anticipating the grandkids coming over and making chocolate, whatever kind of milk, watching them, you know, watch this process happen and them just enjoying it thoroughly at the same time. That's the sort of thing you can do with this. So, again, you don't have to be a vegan or anything along those lines or anti-dairy. You can just have fun with it. But if you're sensitive to dairy, there's things along those lines you need in your life, this would be a great product for you as well. So it's Rush20. That's the coupon. Rush20. We'll put that up on the Facebook page as well. Go to mychefwave.com or amazon.com and use that promo code again, Rush20. All right, folks, we'll be right back. Gino's Auto Service is next. And by the way, talking about high quality, Gino's Auto Service, when it comes to what they do for your vehicle, yes, it is top-notch, high quality. They do great, how should I say this? 3-year, 36,000-mile warranty that tells you the kind of work that they do. And they've been accredited and with the Better Business Bureau for 36 years, in business for 38 years in Littleton. That says a lot right there. Find them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J, or 303-794-6700.
For over 38 years, Gino's Auto Service has been serving Littleton and customers along the Front Range. Right now, you can take advantage of Gino's $74.99 four-wheel alignment special. Mention KLZ Radio and they'll include a free inspection of your suspension. During the winter months, icy roads and potholes can damage your suspension, so it's worth getting it checked out. This month, get a $50 NAPA prepaid Visa gift card with a qualifying NAPA steering and suspension parts purchase of $250 or more. As members of Colorado Select Auto Care, Geno's backs up their service with NAPA's nationwide peace of mind warranty. And Geno's continues to service Leary's automotive customers. To make your life simpler, Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when you're ready. Give them a call or go online to schedule an appointment and be sure to check out all their excellent Google reviews. They're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stop in today or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Geno's with a J.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't exclusively talk about death and dying. He also wants to help you plan for the rest of your life. Your estate plan with Michael Bailey Law protects you and your loved ones during your lifetime by establishing a medical power of attorney and a financial power of attorney now, while you still have all of your mental and physical capacities. That way, you and your family never need to go through the painful experience of trying to make those decisions during a crisis. Set up a free consultation with Michael Bailey now at klzradio.com/estate.
Managers control their employees. Leaders empower them. John Rush will teach you how to run your business as a leader, not manager, so you have the freedom to do what you love. You went into business for yourself because you wanted freedom, but right now your business couldn't last one day without your involvement. Learn how to stop micromanaging and give your employees more responsibility so you can step back and enjoy yourself. Send an email to john@rushtoreason.com.
Colorado is the petri dish for the totalitarian movement to destroy our state and our country. Kim Munson here, Thursday best-selling author of The Enemy Within, David Horowitz, explains the cultural shifts and ideological power plays that threaten America's founding principles. He'll explain how the Democrat Party has been infiltrated by the communist fascist left. Plus, award-winning realtor Karen Levine updates us on her work to preserve home ownership in America. That's Thursday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., again, 10 to 11 p.m., right here on KLZ 560 and KLZ 100.7 FM.
Tired of the corporate rat race? Time to retire? Call Chris Cantwell at Transworld Business Advisors to buy or sell your business. Find Chris Cantwell at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, MONSON.com.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I do appreciate it very much on this Wellness Wednesday. Dr. Julie Gatz is joining us, and she is back. I should say welcome back, Dr. Julie. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
It's always a joy to have you. She is from the Florida Wellness Center. A lot of you have heard her before on our program. Dr. Julie, talk to us about the care and feeding of a baby boomer belly. I got to say that, man, you can say that really fast. I can't get it out.
Well, one of the things that's happened in this past year, and I think a lot of people are looking down and noticing, is the fact that they've got a lot more belly bloat than they used to have. Mm-hmm. And anytime that you've got a digestive problem, whether it's bloating or indigestion or heartburn or anything that's not optimal digestively, it simply means what you're eating, you're not breaking down. And if you can't break it down, you're not getting the nutrition from your food, and thus you're going to have problems in the future, whether it's joints, pains and aches or skin conditions or loss of energy or can't sleep as well. A lot of it stems from digestion. And being 30 years in the health business, if you fix somebody's digestion, you pretty much win the game.
Where in, and I know that we, you know, we talk about this a lot, so I, you know, feel like at times I'm beating a broken drum here, Dr. Julie, but it is really important. And a lot of what you say is so true. And question that I have is, why is it when we're younger adults, you know, elementary, teenage years and so on, you can, I don't want to say you can eat everything you want, but let's face it, you can pretty much, you know, kids eat a lot of different things and don't seem to have near the issues that we have as we get older. Why? Why is that?
I think it has to do with, like, putting a lot of money in the bank, and you've got a lot of reserves. When you're young, you've got tons of reserves. You've got just a lifetime of, you know, it's filled with just dip into it when you want, be bad, eat what you will, don't sleep, study all night, whatever it may be. And as we're aging, we've dipped into that for so long, and if you don't have really good habits as a kid, you aren't continuing to rebuild reserves. Mm. So we turn 30 and, you know, we roll our eyes. We turn 40 and it seems like life's over. We turn 50 and, you know, now we're making up 50 as the new 30. And quite frankly, we haven't had enough reserves because we aren't breaking down our food. We're not eating the correct foods and getting nutrients in. So we're just tapping in. And that's, it's not just an aging thing. It's a, you didn't put it back into the bank.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, this is so, in a way, it's so right in front of us as to why, and yet there is that why of why is it so hard to get us, I say us, you know, plural, the world even, because it's yes. not just in the United States thing, although it's, I think, bigger here than it is in a lot of other areas, but why is it so hard to get people to change their eating habits?
You know, I think it's mostly that we've just been programmed. And, you know, it's so simple and easy to eat fast and so satisfying to have fast foods and things that you can rip open and have immediately as compared to having to, you know, sit down and or buy and prepare and make that meal. And, you know, it's just a slow learning process that got us away from how our grandparents used to cook or possibly how our parents used to cook
right.
for us.
Right.
And so, you know, by that, we really aren't putting more into storage. And you get bombarded with how easy and fast and simple it is when you're looking at magazines and TV and the internet and, you know, all these different foods and tastes, and everyone's going for taste rather than actually value. And, you know, it does take, you know, maybe an extra 10, 15, 20 minutes every meal if you're trying to make a meal of value as compared to one that just everyone thinks is just ripping, roaring great. And, you know, they're all suffering with weight problems and energy problems, and they're, you know, surly kids that aren't being fed properly. And, you know, a lot of us are simply not making the digestive enzymes that we need to break down our food. Then we're not eating healthy enough foods to get enough nutrition from it.
Okay, so give us a few foods, and as we now start this, and I do this pretty much every Wednesday, the retraining process, if you would, of what we all should be eating, myself included. I'm not excluding myself because, you know, even though I lost a lot of weight years ago, Dr. Julie, it's one of those journeys where you just keep at it. It's not something where you, to me, you never arrive. It's one of these continual things you just keep working on, you know, day to day, even some cases hour to hour. What are some tips that we should be doing in eating and helping us in these areas?
I mean, I sound like a, you know, beating the same drum too, but we do have these bodies, and yes, our technology can improve, but the bodies stay generally the same that
yes.
they have for thousands of years.
Yes.
So bodies respond quite well to drinking water, simple,
okay.
plain water. If you want to flavor it with your own fruits and set it in the fridge at night and, you know, you're that type of flavoring, that's great, but do not, you know, don't go for the juices and the already flavored water. So everyone needs, you know, a good 2 glasses in the morning to start their body up and get it, you know, filtered and get things moving through and the toxins going. And, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 to 12 glasses of water throughout the day will simply flush your system and create energy.
I was just going to say, it is a way, it literally is a way of, in a way, it's like if your drain is dirty, one of the first things you do is try to flush water through it to get all the gunk and crud and such out of it. Our bodies are pretty much the same way.
It's true, and it's so simple and so overlooked and not pushed enough. And, you know, when we are connected to, you know, all the media, who's really pushing water?
No one.
Only the bottled water.
Well, yeah, thank you for saying that.
You know,
really, yeah, to your point, the energy waters or the vitamin waters or the whatever we want to call it waters are pushed when, in fact, and Most people don't realize this. There's more regulation for what comes out of your tap than what's coming out of that bottled water. By the way, everybody listening, most don't know that, but that is the truth. You can go look it up if you don't believe me. The reality, Dr. Julie, is it doesn't cost a lot of money to fill a water bottle up out of the spigot.
That's absolutely true. It's the cheapest thing you can do, really. Number two, people are lacking protein, and they're not, one, getting enough protein. They're skipping on it, especially in breakfast, and having a bagel and a coffee, and, you know, or I'm not hungry and I'm not a morning person, whatever it is that the reason is, you do need to put protein in the morning. It primes the system. It's the most complicated of foods. We need to be able to break down that protein. And since we're not making enough digestive enzymes, I've been for years supplementing high-quality digestive enzymes to my patients, because pushing the protein, yes, but if they're putting protein in that they can't break down, then it's not going to do them any good. So I use something called Absorbaid, and it has the enzyme to break down the protein. But, you know, that should be fed to your kids, to yourself, to your elderly, three times a day, and it's the number one thing that should be put on the plate. I know we can get away and, you know, have fun meals and things like that.
Sure.
Great, do that, but in general, the protein has to go in. So I'm a huge fan of eggs, chicken, fish, steak, and, you know, you name it. If it comes, if it's a protein, then you should put it on your plate.
So do you think we get away from that because of ease or habit or what?
Yes, yes, and yes. Okay. And isn't it just so much more delightful to have a bagel with butter on it and have a cup of coffee and call
of
that
course.
Breakfast?
Yeah, well, I talked about this the other day, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but a lot of folks that are thinking they're healthy, when they go someplace, whether it's the grocery store or even they're standing in line at wherever that the shop happens to be, they'll pass up a donut or a cinnamon roll for a bagel, when in fact the bagel in a lot of cases may have far more harm to them than even the cinnamon roll may have.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, it's not that a bagel is so bad. It's not that a donut's so bad. It's the fact that you're skipping out on real food
right. When
you start to make this your habit all the time.
Right.
I mean, how many people eat sandwiches for lunch? And come on, that should be a easy, quick food when you're in a hurry. You should be eating chicken and fish and steak and, you know, the proteins and lots of eggs and chicken salad and egg salad. And those should be the number one things for lunch first. And, you know, it's just we've kind of carbohydrated ourselves.
Well, because let's face it, Dr. Julie, the carbs are easy to pack, not even prep for. You grab whatever you're going to grab off the pantry shelf and out the door you go. What you just talked about a moment ago takes time and prep. Thought.
Yes, it does. But is right. And, you know, we have the same bodies. They need the same principles. And boy, if I could get away with eating carbohydrates and
if
an
only.
Easy diet.
If only.
That would be very, very fun for me.
So, yeah, me too. I would love that. Unfortunately, that's not my body makeup. I can't do that. And by the way, there's very few that can to be. Yeah, that's something else I think that's a misconception, Dr. Julie, is, you know, I think a lot of folks, even those that think they can get by with that, really, when you get down to it and what they're doing to their body that way, even they can't get by with it.
It's true. And, you know, we often judge how healthy somebody is or how great they're doing on how skinny or fat they may be.
Right.
And you look at somebody skinny who's eating poorly. And, you know, great, fine. That is our standard on judging from the outside how somebody seems to be as far as health goes. But, you know, they aren't getting the nutrients either. And it may not show up yet, but it will often show up that they're lacking things that they need and they're actually starving. And,
right.
you know, the same thing goes when you have an overweight problem. You're actually starving, which means you're not getting the nutrition that you need from your diet. You're not making the enzymes. You're not taking something like the Absorbaid. So your lack of nutrition is causing you to be hungrier and your hormonal system to not work properly. So you're constantly wanting to be fed because you're lacking nutrition. And so the body says, feed me, I'm hungry, I need this.
I also know that when it comes to the enzyme, you've got some ability for folks to try it before they buy it, sort of a thing. How do they do that?
They can call the 1-800 number, which is 1-800-827-7656.
Okay.
If they use the code radio, they can ask for some free samples, and they're very generous about that, or they can get 20% off their first order. They can also go to the website, which is naturessources.com, and they can read about the Absorbaid. They also have a nutrient called Absorbaid Platinum, and I've been really pushing patients to take that in between meals because when they take it in between meals, it breaks down inflammation and toxins and viruses and bacteria. And if you've got joint pain or you're under the weather, you start taking this stuff not with a meal, because if you put it with a meal, it'll break down your food, which is what you want. But if you're trying to handle the body from a pain or toxic or virus situation, then take it in between, and you really can't go wrong with taking digestive enzymes. It's sort of the end all of, you know, what right. would be the most important thing. You take the Absorbaid, because it handles getting nutrients into the body at a very base level.
And by the way, for everybody listening, Dr. Julie is not the only individual we've ever, the only doctor we've ever interviewed that has said that. Dr. Julie, I've probably heard this now from almost every diet type expert I've ever interviewed. They say the same thing. So, you know, what I'm saying is, if all of you are saying this, this has got to be a big deal.
It's a big deal, and it's so underrated, because it's so much easier to sell you all the different over-the-counter things for your heartburn, your indigestion, your gas, your bloating, your constipation, your diarrhea, your skin conditions, your low energy, your restless legs. But what if we had something that could actually break down your meals, put the nutrition in, sort of like the Absorbaid, and now you've got something that's, you know, extremely affordable, exactly what the body needs, but that's not going to be pushed on your media,
right.
you know, data, because you're not going to make so much money when you keep right. them healthier.
Yeah, you know, and you just bring up a great point. And I'm not, you know, I'm not a conspiracy guy by any stretch of the imagination, never have been, although I do know that when, you know, companies and individuals figure out that if we can continue to keep feeding, quote unquote, something, and we can continue to make money off of that, why would we give out the solution to that if we don't have to? Let's keep making money. And that's just how they do it. And I'm not faulting them. It's just what they do.
I mean, it's the nature of a business. It just happens to be a business that, you know, keeping people sicker is more lucrative. And, you know, it does sound so mean, but they've got stockholders. They've got a company right. to grow. And, you know, if you give them a solution, it's going to go away.
Yeah, I doubt very seriously if the stockholders of whoever owns Tums or Rolaids wants to hear this.
I'm
being honest.
Not.
You know, and I'm not, you know, we're laughing in a way, but it's true, Dr. Julie. I mean, these are things that, you know, we know there's solutions to them. And yet at the end of the day, most folks don't want to do that because it's easier to go pop a Tums at night.
It is. And, you know, the other thing is it's super nice that we've got quick, easy solutions when we are in discomfort and,
of course,
you know, pain and whichever.
Yeah, not knocking those. Exactly. No, thank you. Yeah, not knocking them, but there's other ways around that. Let's fix
That's
the
right.
problem on the front side and not just treat the symptom.
That's right. You know, if you're feeding your kid Pepto-Bismol constantly, then you better find out why does that kid need Pepto-Bismol.
Right.
Because no one's born deficient in Tums. No one's born deficient in aspirin or Pepto-Bismol. So what is it that they're lacking or doing something that's causing the need for this to go into the system to get rid of their symptoms?
One other thing I'm going to throw out here, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, but I just know from my own personal experience that we in Colorado right now are, of course, entering into one of our heavier allergy times of the year, just the way things are here. And I can tell you, Dr. Julie, from somebody that really has dealt with that since I was a little kid, that when I am eating correctly and doing what I need to do diet-wise, my allergies are way lower than when I am not. Am I crazy, or is there something there?
It's spot on. I've been treating successfully allergies for 30 years, and it is correct. If you're eating well, you're getting the nutrition, you're not stressing your digestive system to have to fight what's going in, and you're getting what you need to actually handle and get your immune system working at the best it can. My suggestion would be to also get the Absorbaid or the Absorbaid Platinum and add that with your meals and add it in between your meals, especially
okay.
while everything's pollinating, and you're going to see even a significant change in that.
You know what? I was going to do it the last time you were on, and I got busy, and there's been a lot of things going on in my world. I will stop and make that happen and give my own, you know, true testimony on all of that, and I can already imagine what it's going to be like, so it'll be a positive result, I'm sure. But, yeah, this is a time of year, folks listening, where a lot of you will struggle with allergies and things along those lines. These are some great tips from Dr. Julie. Dr. Julie, how do they find you directly? What's the best way for them to follow you and some of the things you've got going on?
You know, the best way is to get on the website, naturesources.com, and there's things that I've done all over the website, and if there's a personal question, you can call them, and I can answer that for you. The 1-800 number, 1-800-827-7656, and give them a call and use the code radio, and you'll get 20% off your first order or just some free samples.
All right, for all of you listening, if you missed any of that, we'll have this up on our website as well, and I'll put that up later tonight. So just go to rushtoreason.com. It'll all be there as well. So if you miss anything, you can find it there as well. Dr. Julie, it's always a joy having you. I always learn something new when you're with us, and I'll stop and order product as well.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Dr. Julie. Appreciate it very much. Dr. Julie Gatza, again, we've interviewed her before, folks, and you know, this is not some gimmicky thing. There's a lot to what she said. It's all right there. It's spot on. So I encourage you, go try it, and let us know how it works and how much better you feel when it's all said and done. Extreme Auto Repair is up next, folks. The health of your car matters. I know that sounds kind of corny, but it does. Every time I'm driving along and I see somebody on the side of the road, I think to myself, wait a minute, first of all, that can be avoided through proper maintenance. And folks, I mean that sincerely. You're talking to somebody, granted I'm a car guy, I've been in this my entire life, but I will tell you, by properly maintaining, the chances of you being stuck on the side of the road, it's really, really minimized, and you can almost guarantee it's not going to happen if you properly maintain your vehicle. Extreme Auto Repair can do that for you. Find them at klzradio.com or call 303-841-1071.
Go with your gut. You know when an estimate from a mechanic doesn't feel right? Maybe they're telling you to fix a bunch of stuff you didn't even know was broken. Maybe their prices seem surprisingly high. The team at Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will give you a second opinion for free, so you know what's reasonable and what's not. They can typically beat the prices of their competitors, but they won't hold it against you if you decide to go back to the first guy. Either way, you have the peace of mind. The team at Extreme Auto Repair wants to keep you safe and keep your vehicle on the road longer, but they never want to pressure you into repairs that you don't really need. So with every estimate, the team at Extreme Auto Repair will give you a priority list, showing you all of your recommended maintenance items in order from the most to least important. That way, you decide what you want to take care of now and what can wait until later. Free second opinions at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith would love to help you with your retirement planning. How you get there? Is it wealth accumulation, or do you do things differently to make sure that once you're there, you keep that wealth and you keep moving forward like you need to? And some of you will never retire, but you still want to have the freedom to do things when you get to that age. I had some discussions along those lines before I came on air today with somebody here at the station. If that's you, give Al a call today. By the way, that should be all of you. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
You can breathe easy, knowing you'll have enough money to live comfortably in retirement. Now you have the luxury of deciding how you'll spend that money to make it work even harder for you. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you create a plan to minimize taxes and fees so your savings last. Before you stop contributing to your 401k or IRA and start taking distributions, you'll want to have a plan in place to make certain your money will help you achieve your goals. If you should need long-term care at some point, you'll want to make sure your kids get a break. Al Smith will show you how to set up supplemental coverage so your kids have some help, and it's already paid for. It's time to shift your focus from wealth accumulation to wealth preservation with KLZ's Retirement Planning Specialist. Set up a free consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
All right, a couple of minutes left in this particular hour. Don't forget the National Crawford Roundtable will be tonight. And we talked about some of the things going on in Minnesota and just different things around the country in regards to that. And I appreciate the guys from the National Crawford Roundtable. They've been great friends and really appreciate them. And all of the folks here at Crawford Broadcasting, really appreciate each and every one of them. They've been a great help and assistance through everything I've gone through with my brother and such. So I really appreciate that. I know he would be proud to say the same thing. What I want to add also is producer Ann, who, by the way, will be with us this Friday and Saturday on the program. She's coming into town and going to do some more things with us on a personal basis, and I really appreciate all that she's doing. And all of what we just went through today, from the Milkmaid product to Dr. Julie Gatza and what she was talking about, Ann is doing a great job of just piecing all of those things together, pulling out the information that I put inside of my own notes. She's got access to my notebook, and she then puts all of those things up onto the website, and it's all under the links section of the website. Just go to rushtoreason.com, and it's sitting at the top. Just click links. You'll see it. She's done, a really good job of just really dissecting the things that we go through and those key things that you need to find. They're all right there, and she'll have all of this up there for you as well. And we put this up on Facebook as well. So the first one, by the way, real quick, if you want that 20% off of the Milkmaid product, you can do that by going to Amazon.com and using Rush20 or MyChefWave.com. And then Dr. Julie Gatza offered to give you some of the samples when it comes to some of the enzymes that she talks about, and it's really easy. It's the Absorbaid. You just call the 1-800-827-7656. Use radio as your code, or you can go right to the website and do the same thing as well. And don't forget, you get 20% off your first order as well. And guys, let me just say this as well. The folks that I put on Wellness Wednesdays, now that we've done this as long as we have, we're getting more and more inquiries for folks to be on with us. And I really do my best at researching these folks before we bring them on. There are a lot of folks out there that I feel have sort of what I would call gimmicky products that are trying to get on air and promote that product. And I do my very best to make sure that none of these are that way. So right now I can tell you that every single thing that we've done, I've either tested myself or I know these people, you know, sort of firsthand, or they've got a fabulous following and reputation that I can go off of and then bring them on air. So I will do my very best to make sure that we do not bring on any sort of gimmicky items or anything along those lines, to make sure that we fully test the products and know the individuals we're interviewing so that you get the best possible health and wellness, if you would, representation that I can possibly bring to you each and every Wednesday. So, by the way, if there's somebody you'd like me to interview, please let me know. I'll do my best to make that happen as well. A Good Shop is up next, and if you've been involved in an accident, collision of any kind, and you need something done on the vehicle, they're there for you. And I say it all the time, they work with every single insurance company that's out there. They're a direct repair facility for a lot of insurance companies. All you have to do is go to A Good Shop. Find them at klzradio.com. There's three locations, or call 720-541-7697.
You've already been through a collision. Now give yourself the gift of a gorgeous vehicle inside and out. Al Sturm and his team at A Good Shop Auto Body continue to earn OE certifications for name brands like Subaru, Ford, and many others, so they can get your vehicle back to pre-loss condition with the parts and service recommended by your manufacturer. Now A Good Shop offers full detailing as an add-on service, so your vehicle feels like new. Click on the free virtual estimate button now at klzradio.com/collision and ask for a full detailing service, including carpet shampooing for the entire interior or trunk, or upgrade to include a ceramic coating that will keep your paint in shiny new condition. Al and his team want to give every customer the wow factor of a vehicle that feels like new. Mention KLZ in your virtual estimate request for $100 off your repairs. A Good Shop in North Glen and Commerce City. Certified collision repair worth referring.
No liberal media bias here. This is Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason. Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Along the lines of what I just said a few moments ago as well, is we've got another product called First Honey. And this is actually some medical grade honey, you know, Band-Aids and things along those lines. I will be testing some of those products as well and letting you know how those work here in the not-too-distant future. So probably do that the first part of May. So again, if there's something you'd like us to interview and check out, please let me know and I will do my best to do so. Hour number two is next, though, so don't go away. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.